This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Next Friday, December the 3rd, is the UN's International Day of Persons with Disabilities. To celebrate the Alliance for Equality of Blind Canadians, we'll be holding an online conference on December the 4th called Breaking Barriers, Making the Invisible Visible. AMI Audio will be broadcasting the event with Joita Gupta as the co-host for the conference. And we're beyond happy to welcome back to the show Marcy Yale, National President of the Alliance for the Equality of Blind Canadians, to talk more about the conference. And Marcy is joining us from Huntsville, Ontario. Marcy, I feel like it's been a million years. Great to chat with you once again.
Yeah, it's been a while. It definitely has.
So Marcy, talk to us about some of the themes that you guys are going to be exploring with this online conference on the 4th.
So basically, it's the UN theme this year is making the invisible visible, basically, to shed some light on hidden disabilities, so the ones that aren't in your face, like total blindness, someone who's in a wheelchair. We're talking about the invisible stuff, like autism, mental health issues, addictions. Well, I don't think we're going there, but basically the stuff that you can't, that doesn't hit you in the face. Mm-hmm. And there's so many of those kinds of disabilities, and sometimes you don't realize that something that may seem like nothing is truly a hidden disability.
Yeah, I think it can speak a little bit to sometimes the blind and partially sighted experience as well. For myself, for example, being legally blind, I don't necessarily carry a cane or have a lot of key signifiers that show people that I am indeed legally blind. But there are a lot of moments where I do feel like I have that sort of invisible disability that requires a little bit of that extra advocation. And you get that puzzled look from people sometimes when you do it.
And actually, one of our speakers in our little fireside chat, one of our panelists, is Chantal Oakes, who was a past president of AEBC. And that's exactly what she's going to talk about. It's the fact that you're not necessarily better off not, having some sight, because people just don't get the concept. They don't understand that one day you can see something, and if the lighting is just slightly different, you may not be able to see the same thing the next day. And it's not something that people can just get their head around and say, oh, okay, that's the way it is. Because it never is the same. So she's going to be trying to dismantle the myth that having partial sight is so much better. Because she says that there are days when it just drives her nuts because she can't see something and people just don't understand. Mm. She doesn't use a cane either. So mm-hmm. she might have similar vision with you. So, but yeah, that's exactly what she's going to be talking about.
So you mentioned Chantal Oakes. Who are some of the other folks that are going to be presenting during the course of this conference?
So we have two main speakers, keynote and guest, I guess you'd call them. The first one is no stranger to AMI. It's Melanie Taddeo. She does the Connect for Life and Voices for Ability, and some of her prodigies are now AMI staples. So she's done well. She definitely has. And she's going to be talking about advocacy and, how you need to advocate for yourself and how to empower others to do the same. And then we've got Maddie Dever from the Canadian Autistic Spectrum Disorder Association. And he's going to be talking about the language of acceptance. So changing the language of autism and ability. And he's really good. He's a parent. Sorry, I should be using their correct pronouns. I apologize, Maddie. They are a parent of 5 kids, so they've got that to talk about as well.
Wow.
And three of their kids are on the autistic spectrum. So, yeah, they have lots to talk about in terms of lived experience.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and then we have Amy Hutton, who is the youth diversity advisor, and she deals with general and sexual diversity on the advisory board for the Calgary Police Service, and she is on the National Network for Mental Health board, and she has a really nasty, she lives with a syndrome called polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it causes lots of pain, which leads to anxiety and PTSD and other mental health issues. So she's going to be talking about all of that. Then we have Kevin McShann from Windsor, Ontario, and he's a YouTube producer, journalist, motivational speaker, and he's got cerebral palsy. So that's some of that is sometimes invisible and sometimes visible.
Yeah.
Chantal, I mentioned already. And our last speaker in our fireside chat is Dr. Dorothy Riddle. And she's from Hidden Mobility Disability Advisor. Alliance. My goodness, today.
it's early. It's early, Marcy. Even for us in the Eastern Time Zone, it's still early.
It's early. So she's going to be talking about how far you can really walk, because there are millions of people who have our osteoarthritis, COPD, or other health conditions that are maybe, you know, not visible, but they affect how far you can walk. And again, it's you look at someone and you don't see these things. So
yeah.
You don't realize that they exist. And I think that's the whole point is that there are disabilities that are hidden. There are disabilities that are in your face, and people need to be respected regardless of how their disability manifests itself.
Marcy, it really sounds, listening to that lineup, that you've put together this incredibly diverse group of panelists and speakers who represent a multitude of disabilities that even maybe sit outside of the spectrum of blindness or partially sighted. It really sounds like that was a priority here for the AEBC as they put together this conference, to think sort of beyond just sort of the blindness community and thinking about the ways in which we can reach outwards.
Well, I must say, we sent our call for speakers out far and wide, and we hoped to get a diverse group, because that's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, you know, people with disabilities, we've all been impacted by the pandemic, and we all deserve a voice. And this year, as you know, as I said, it's the UN theme to bring out to talk about the invisible disabilities and you know, the mental health issues that have come with the pandemic and before. I mean, this isn't, some of it isn't just, you know, it didn't just start with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Well, Marcy, there's still time for folks to clear their schedules for this virtual event on December the 4th to make sure they attend. How can they get more information or possibly even sign up between now and then?
So the sign up is on Eventbrite. I'm sure if you search for International Day of Persons with Disabilities, or, you know, breaking barriers, making the invisible visible, you'll find it. You can also email AEBCToronto, all of one word, at gmail.com if you have any issues with the online sign up. And I did email Paul the link to the Eventbrite. It's one of those long ones with numbers and all of that.
We'd be here all day if I was reading the Eventbrite link. We'd be right till our broadcast goes off the air at 11 a.m.
Yeah, not one of those easily easily read website link. So I did email it to Paul.
And we'll make sure that goes up on our blog after the show, ami.ca/nowblog, ami.ca/nowblog. Hey, Marcy, it's always a blast catching up. It had been too long since we spoke last. So let's catch up again down the road sooner than later.
You bet. I'll be there.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.